Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Больше интересных материалов на сайте sbs.com.au/russian.
Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Уже несколько недель на SBS выходят подкасты для тех, кто хочет повысить свой уровень английского языка. SBS Learn English. Не все наши слушатели находят его в отдельном приложении SBS Radio или на платформе, где они слушают подкасты, поэтому мы решили размещать эти эпизоды также и в нашем подкаст-приложении SBS Russian.
SBS Learn English. Speak English with confidence and live well in Australia.
Hi, you are listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, in which we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. This week, we are learning different phrases to tell your employer you are sick and cannot work. Let me remind you, you have learning notes, quizzes, and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after listening. So, last week I woke up feeling terrible. Sore throat, no energy, and there was no way I was going to be able to work. You know the feeling, right? Being sick happens to everyone, and it's important when it happens to let your employer know as soon as possible. Today with me is my friend Alan, who is going to help us understand how to do that. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Josipa. Yes, as you said, we all get sick from time to time. If being sick means you can't go to work, a golden rule is to inform your work as soon as possible.
Golden rule. Can you please explain that?
Golden rule is an important rule to follow, a basic principle that should always be followed. And in our case, a golden rule is to inform your employer as soon as possible.
Okay, so let's learn different ways to call your boss or your manager when you're feeling too sick to go to work. My friends Richard and Minu shared with me what they told their manager. Let's have a listen.
I woke up feeling a bit crook this morning. Sorry, but I don't think I can make it in today.
I had a headache all night, and it's getting worse. I won't be making it in today. But I will let you know if I can make it tomorrow.
I don't think I can make it in today. I won't be making it in today. These phrases are helpful in conversation, on the phone, or in a text message. But before saying that Richard and Minu won't be making it in today, something else happened. Let's hear them one more time.
I had a headache all night, and it's getting worse. I won't be making it in today, but I will let you know if I can make it tomorrow.
I woke up feeling a bit crook this morning. Sorry, but I don't think I can make it in today.
Feeling a bit crook in Australian English means unwell, while in British English, it tends to mean nauseous. Anyway, Richard and Minu have been polite about saying why they can't work without telling too much about their condition. And the explanation can be as simple and general as I woke up not feeling well, or I feel a bit under the weather. Alan, can you please explain what under the weather means?
Sure. If you're feeling under the weather, you're feeling slightly unwell or in low spirits, and you probably prefer to stay home from work.
Stay home from work. That's another useful phrase we could use to call into work, right?
Yeah, you could say, I woke up not feeling well, so I'll be staying home from work today.
I'll be staying home from work. And if you are writing an email and need something even more formal, you could write,
sorry for the late notice, but I woke up feeling unwell this morning and I don't think I can make it in today.
Or something like this.
Unfortunately, I've woken up sick today and will need to take the day off to rest and recover. I'll check my email through the day to see if there is anything urgent and I'll let you know if I can come in tomorrow.
Alan, do you know how many paid sick leave days we can take in a year?
In Australia, an employee can take paid sick leave when they can't work because they're ill or injured. And they can also take paid carer's leave to care for or support a member of their immediate family or household who is sick, injured, or has an emergency. Full-time employees can take 10 days of paid sick leave a year.
10 days a year. But as a full-time employees, we also have the right to our annual leave, which we can use for holidays. How many days a year is that?
It's 4 weeks in 1 year for annual leave. Oh, I just remembered another phrase that goes well with this topic. It's an expression that emerged over 300 years ago when it was common to compare undesirable things to dogs.
What's the phrase?
Sick as a dog.
I know that one. If you are sick as a dog, you are extremely ill. This phrase is something you would say in conversation with your friends and family, and it's not appropriate for formal settings. Alan, you were telling me about a common Australian phrase to throw a sickie? What does that mean?
Well, it means faking illness. When you call your work to say you're sick, but you're not actually ill. Pulling a sickie or chucking a sickie means you miss work, but you're not really sick. Maybe you feel a bit under the weather the day after a big event. Most people don't pull sickies, but it is a unique Australian phrase.
Thanks, Alan. I'll remember that when I hear chucking a sickie. A lot has been said so far. Let's revisit some expressions. See if you can answer my questions before my friends say them. Feeling crook means...
In Australian English, feeling crook means feeling sick.
We say that someone is feeling under the weather when...
If someone is feeling under the weather, they are feeling slightly unwell or in low spirits.
Sick as a dog means...
It means that you are extremely ill. It's a phrase you can use in conversation with friends and family.
We also heard a few useful expressions we can use to call in sick at work.
I won't be making it in today.
I'll be staying home from work today.
I need to take a sick day to get better.
I don't feel very well this morning, so I think I'd better stay at home to rest.
Now head to the sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Хотите услышать больше таких историй? Это можно сделать через Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или в любом приложении для подкастов.